tentative with four fouls apiece.
So what? It's 1 minute to go. You foul out, you foul out. You got to be physical in there.
Mattis, left of the key, right side, Bozeman for three. Fouled on the play. He's going to shoot three free throws. Efajuku's called for the foul.
Oh, my goodness. There's a team that is, what are they, one? What are they, satellite? I mean, these sets are horrendous down here. But, I mean, they can't be shooting very well from three-point land. I mean, and you go out and follow three-point shooting. Bozeman is a very good foul, so you put him on the line for three of them.
And he makes the first one. Bozeman's gotten all of his points, except the one three-pointer made early in the ballgame.
Well, they're one for 15 from three-point land.
Second shot for Bozeman is on the way. Nothing but net.
Well, it's never easy. As Colley comes out and Dwayne Williams comes in. 72-68 right now. The Friars in the lead with 1:33 to go.
9 points for Bozeman. Will try to complete the three on the way, and good. He's got 10. It's a one-possession game. 72-69. Friar lead at 10 has been cut to three. Williams with the ball in the backcourt. Finds McDermott across the mid-floor line with the ball, top of the key. Give it up to the left side, back to Williams. Now right wing for Curry. Curry spins around Buckley, goes down the lane, pulls up with a 12-footer off the rim. No, he missed it! Rebound, Gransbury.
Good look by Curry. He had a wide-open look, just short on the shot.
7-0 Bulls run. They could tie it with a three-pointer here. Coming up in a minute to play, there's Buckley for three. No, he missed it again, a McDermott rebound. And McDermott is knocked to the floor on the rebound.
Great job by Jeff McDermott to get that rebound.
And the foul is called on USF's number one, Kentrell Gransbury, and he is gone. Gransbury has fouled out with his fifth foul with 61 seconds left in the game.
That's a big play right there. Great rebound by McDermott, battling with Gransbury, who's the best offensive rebounder in the Big East. Leads the league in offensive rebounds, and McDermott was able to wrestle that rebound away from him, and then Gransbury picks up the foul. So super play by Jeff McDermott. Now one of his bugaboos is the foul line, so he needs to go to that foul line with some confidence and step up there. He's out of 1-1 as well. There's only 19 fouls on USF, so Jeff has to hit that front end.
Jeff only has 2 points tonight. He's 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and that all three of those attempts came in the first half. The Gransbury fouls out with 25 points and 13 rebounds unofficially. A career high in scoring for Gransbury, who became eligible at the start of the second semester this year for the Bulls.
Well, the only guy you really have to worry about now underneath that basket is Mattis. With Gransbury out of there, tries to make this South Bull team use some time on the clock.
McDermott at the line. Two huge free throws, if, of course, he hits the first one. He looks, he sets, he fires. Got it!
Boy, nice clutch shot by Jeff McDermott right there. You know, the first one's always the toughest one. The second one, you kind of relax a little bit, but want to keep that same focus and concentration. Remember, just the same thing he just did right there. The second one's just the easiest one to make.
Just 3 points in the ballgame for McDermott. Gives the Friars a four-point lead. Second shot is on the way. Bounces, no. Rebound underneath, and it's taken by Howard. Four-point game.
I can't believe you missed the second one. That was an easy one.
Under a minute to play. Howard drives right all the way through to the baseline. Backs it out in front of his bench. Feeds Bozeman in the paint, kicks the ball out to Buckley. Now to Bozeman. Bozeman open for three. Got it!
Buckley finds Bozeman and knocks it down.
1 point game. Friars inbound. Curry with the ball with 42 seconds left. Curry penetrates to the top of the key. Works his way through with the basketball. There are 9 seconds difference between the clocks.
Just need a pick and roll to come out here now when you get the shot clock down.
Curry out in the mid-court circle. Works to the right. Back to the left again. Has Solomon Bozeman guarding him. Goes to the right side. Has the dribble. Shot clock down to 13. Curry still with the dribble. Well out on the perimeter. Wait for McDermott to come out. Grab the ball. Top of the key. Jeff drives left. Feeds Hill in the post. Lays it up. Missed it. Rebound. Colley!
Oh,
Colley
man.
Scores!
What a great job by Jonathan Colley. Great execution on that play.
3-point game. 3-point game. 10 seconds left. USF with the ball. Bozeman to Buckley. Left wing. In the corner. Leans in. Line drive. No good. McDermott intercepts. Up the floor to Curry. Curry lays it in at the buzzer.
Game time.
0.3 left on the clock. The Friars are up 5, and they're going to win the ball game.
Never easy with these guys. What a great play, though. To run that last play like that the way they did, they ran the clock down great. Got it over McDermott. He penetrated on the left-hand side, John. Hill sealed his man nicely. Nice pass into Herbert. He missed the shot, one of his bunnies. But Colley never quits on the offensive glass. He came over as the defensive player who was guarding Colley came over to help out on Hill. And Jonathan goes up and tips in the missed shot for the made basket. That was the biggest play of the game right there.
And then Curry gets the coup de grace at the end, just as the clock was about to expire. And the final score is Providence 77, South Florida 72. Friars get their second road win of the season and improve to 18-10 overall, 8-7 in the Big East. South Florida falls to 12-17, 3-12 in the league. Sovereign Bank postgame show is coming up next. From Nelligan Sports, this is Providence Friar Basketball.
You have limited time to make it to class.